Thank you for calling Scotland's Redress Scheme. Please hold, and your call will be answered by a caseworker as soon as possible. Thank you for calling Scotland's Redress Scheme. Please hold, and your call will be answered by a caseworker as soon as possible. Please note, we are currently receiving a high volume of redress applications. You will be allocated a caseworker as soon as possible after receiving your application. While we cannot provide a timescale for how long this may take, it may be helpful to know we are currently assigning applications that were received in April 2025.
Through to Scotland's Redress Scheme. Kate speaking. How can I help?
Hi, Kate. Yeah, I'm just wondering if you can help me at all. I'm calling from my workplace of INS Law in England. Mm-hmm. We have a client of ours who we've received a notification from yourself via email that there could be a duplicate application being mm-hmm. processed for him. I'm just wondering if you can look into this for me, please.
Of course. What that usually means is a different legal firm has already applied on this individual's behalf.
Yep, okay, I completely understand that. I've had the clarity from my client, who just before I've called you, I've had obviously yet the conversation with him, and he's only ever signed any form of document with ourselves. He has spoken to other law firms, but he hasn't signed anything for any other law firm to act on or authority.
If I take his name and date of birth, I can have a quick look through and see if we can get this resolved for you.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you. The name of my client is Kenneth Mackey.
And the date of birth?
Is 1705-1966.
705. I think we've had quite a few of these, and we've kind of been advised by, I think, our legal advice that it's kind of the first one in stands, but if we then have contact from the applicant wanting to change, let's have a look.
Because obviously, yeah, he's only ever signed that, especially a letter of authority with a law firm, with ourselves.
Okay. I think I'm going to have to go and speak to a manager about this because I have communication from another lawyer that kind of demonstrates he has obviously given them authority because
Right, okay.
I basically I'm looking at care records and you can't get them unless that person's given you, if you know what I mean, to send subject access requests.
Yeah.
You'd need someone's authority to do that. So I'm going to have to do a bit of digging into this. So you spoke to me, I'm just double check because what we're probably likely to do would be to contact the applicant. I can see we don't actually have any contact details for Mr. Mackey, so that's probably why we haven't been able to do
Okay, just
that.
bear with me because so on the part one that we send through